Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York, who understands that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a way you could save a bunch of money like Carver Hyde did. He went on Geico.com. He switched to Geico. It took him 15 minutes, and he saved upwards of 15%, and he has been talking about it on the show ever since. Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader with a full day of games, including the Bills defending their home turf at New Era against the dreaded Patriots, followed by the Vikings and Bears in a key NFC North battle. It all begins with our team previewing the day's games on the NFL Today at noon Eastern on CBS. So did you see that Boomer was going to go to...
Did he make the cut?
I don't think he made it. He was
Connor,
at,
do you know that? Did he make the cut?
I think he was at plus two at the turn, and he needed to be minus two, so he was four down.
Oh, Romo didn't make it then. No,
I don't think he made it. But if he would have made the cut, then your boy Boomer Esiason was going to fly to Minnesota or to Chicago and do the game at Soldier Field with Jim Nance.
If he was plus two, he didn't make it.
I'm guessing he didn't. I could be wrong, but I just wanted to say I've been rooting for him to not make any cut ever. So ever since he's been doing it, I root for him to not make the cut. I'm the only person that roots against him.
If he made the cut, he'd be on NBC because that's who has the golf on
Sunday.
But
do you know how sick and tired I am of hearing about this guy's golf game? Yeah, honestly, what's next? He's going to start making pancakes, and we got to watch that too. What's the chick's name? Rachel Ray? What's he going to start having a cooking show? I mean, honestly, golf, NFL, cooking show, maybe a knitting show. What is next? I have nothing against him at all. It's just that they stop everything in the world. They really do for this guy to, like, golf and do whatever. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Jim Nance said, I can't do the game on Sunday. I'm going golfing with my friends. I mean, honestly.
It's ridiculous.
But, it's great that he's a good golfer and everything. Jamie Eisenberg is back on the bench in the biggest way possible. Our favorite fantasy guru of choice. He's the best at fantasy football anywhere. Everybody knows it. He sets the standard. He's on CBSSports.com. He's on CBS HQ. He's on CBS Sports Radio Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern with Eye on Fantasy Football. And he's on the bench now forever. We're talking decades of decadence with Jamie Eisenberg. And here he is again tonight, and let's bring him in. How you doing down in South Florida there, Jamie?
I'm doing great. How's L.A. treating you?
It's fantastic. We're having a good time. But it's strangely enough, as you know, you live in great weather in Miami. But here in L.A., as you know, it never rains in Southern California, and it'll literally be nice for 330 days a year. We have been here since Thursday, and we have not seen the sun once. It's been absolutely miserable and cloudy and rainy in Los Angeles. But it's not raining. It's just overcast and cloudy. It's so cloudy, the sun is like miles away. So it's basically, I feel like I'm in hell. It's like New York, except I'm in Los Angeles, and we'll never see the sun once the whole time we're here.
You got to come to South Florida, buddy.
Yeah, I guess so. I spend some more time down there in Hurricane Alley. All right, here's what we do on the show. We take calls with you, the fans, one after the next, and find out your fantasy problems, who to start, who to sit, who to deal. Jamie's better than you at running your team. Know that. And also, you don't have to ask us how we're doing because we're all doing miserable. And Jamie's doing great because he always wins his fantasy league. So just get right into it. Ask him what your fantasy problem is, and he'll answer you. And we do two segments. As long as there's a bunch of fans calling, we put you on the air, and we'll keep him on the air. Originally, we thought we were going to do one segment tonight because we're in L.A. and we got a lot of guests. But one of our guests just could only stay for a few minutes, Chris Booker. It was great having him on. I love that guy, radio legend from K-Rock in New York, and L.A.'s on 97.1, spinning tunes out here in the afternoons. All right, here we go. As always, the man up first is Trey in New York. You're on the bench on CBS Sports Radio with Jamie Eisenberg.
1 point PPR. If I could get a flex and a wide receiver out of this group, Tyrell Williams, James White, Devin Smith, Ronald Jones, and Paul Richardson.
I think the first two make the most sense in terms of Tyrell and James White. You know, I think we're going to see the Patriots start to lean on more so White and Rex Burkhead with James Devlin out, and then Tyrell, you know, scoring in three straight games and the Colts being a little banged up on defense. You could make a case for Paul Richardson, especially if Terry McLaurin's out, so that's something to keep in mind, but I think the safest options are the first two in White and Tyrell.
All right, there you go, Trey. Have a great weekend. Antoine in that city by the bay.
What's going on, fellas? Question. So would you start Hardeman at the flex or Chris Thompson? And then would you go Kyle Allen or the other Allen from Buffalo? And then retroactively, would you have started Rodgers or Jackson, Lamar Jackson? Thank you.
I would have started Lamar Jackson. I think, you know, just looking at it, he's in a good spot. I think Mecole Hardman, look, it's hard to get away from him right now with what the Chiefs are doing. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes' first game indoors. So that could be fun to see how that arm's going to, you know, deal in a closed environment. So I'd probably stick with Mecole Hardman there.
All right, there you go, Antoine. All right, 855-212-4227. What are you waiting for? Pick it up, dial and dance. Call and talk to Jamie. He is an absolute badass at fantasy, and you suck. Josh in Cali, you're on the bench.
Hey, Jamie. Just want to say you're the man. Quick question, full-point PPR. I need one of the following three. I got Deion Kane. Looks like T.Y. might sit this weekend. So either Deion Kane, Paris Campbell, or D.D. Westbrook.
You know, what I would do is go take a look and see if Dontrell Inman is available. Mike Williams is out. Travis Benjamin is doubtful. And they're playing the Dolphins. So if you can pick up Dontrell Inman, I would play him. If you can't, then I think, you know, maybe take a flyer on Paris Campbell to see what happens. You know, with, like you said, no T.Y. Hilton. So we'll see if it's Kane. We'll see if it's Campbell. My guess is Campbell will get a little bit more run. And, you know, just seeing him on the turf with that speed would be fun.
All right, there you go, Josh. Now you know what to do with your fantasy roster this week. Go do it now. Stop waiting. Stop hesitating. Denick in North Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. I just got a quick question for you, Jamie. I got a trade offer for Michael Thomas and T.J. Hockenson, and he's going to give me T.Y. Hilton, Tyler Boyd, and Kerryon Johnson. I'm pretty weak right now at a running back, and that's full PPR.
I mean, you're getting a good haul there. That's not bad. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, giving up Michael Thomas. But Hockenson's been so hit or miss. So, basically, you know, Thomas for those three guys is pretty impressive. So, I would make that trade.
All right, there you go, Denick. Have a good weekend. 855-212-4227 to get on with the extraordinary Jamie Eisenberg. You can see him on CBS HQ now, which is kick-ass. And you hear him every Saturday night on our network at 10 p.m. Eastern. Novell in Maryland, you're next on the bench.
Thank you for taking my call. Jamie, I've been listening to you on different, you know, radio shows and things like that. I'm 3-0 in my league. I have Chubb, Cook, and Fournette at running back, as well as Singletary. And I have Melvin Gordon. Should I trade Melvin Gordon for Saquon Barkley in a full PPR?
100%. 100%. You know, just given your circumstances right now, yes. You know, because you certainly have the horses to get by without Saquon for a few weeks. Hopefully it's a 4-week absence as opposed to 8 weeks. My guess is it's going to be 8 weeks, but you're certainly covered to get to the playoffs. When you get to the playoffs, put in Saquon Barkley in the lineup, it's going to feel really, really good. So, yes, make that trade.
All right, Novell. Dave in Wisconsin, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
What's up? Do I take 34C or Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, shake it. That's a great call.
Hey, what do I do with Wayne Gullit? I'm not sure what I'm going to do with him. Do I play him? Do we kind of sit him? Is he going to be a top 10? Hey, Carver, when you land in Green Bay, buddy, you've been dissing the Packers. We are laying in the weeds for you.
Oh, they're waiting for you, Carver High. They're waiting in the weeds.
They looked real good last night.
Yeah. Oh, facial.
I think you play Wayne Gallman. He's not going to be a top 10 guy this week, but unless things just go completely in his favor. But good matchup against Washington at home. You know, just see what happens coming out of this game. The next 2 weeks are going to be really tough against Minnesota and New England. But, you know, anybody that's going to get the amount of touches that he should get without Barkley there is worth using as at least a flex option. And I think he's a little bit better than that this week against the Redskins.
All right, 855-212-4227. What are you waiting for? Call now to talk to Jamie. Kale in Columbia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Kale on the bench in the biggest way possible.
Check out ooh in the biggest way possible. Check out ooh.
I've always wanted to say that. Hey, am I really going to put LeSean McCoy in my lineup? Can you guys help me with 2 of 4 here? I got, like I said, LeSean McCoy, Peyton Barber, Duke Johnson, and Chris Thompson. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, Jamie.
Yeah, McCoy's your best one, you know, so absolutely play him. He looked really good before he left the game last week, and I'm not sure if it was that he re-aggravated the injury, it was just precaution because they were playing with the lead. You know, it's hard to say exactly what happened there, but he's going to be fine. No Damian Williams, you know, not a horrible matchup against Detroit. It's not a great one, but, you know, they've struggled with pass-catching running backs, and I think that's where they'll use McCoy enough. And then Chris Thompson's been fantastic, so those are your 2 running backs this week.
So when you – all right, Kale, be cool, bro. Do you remember – so, Jamie, you've been on the show now for, like, 14 years or something, and you – when you first came on with me, I was at Howard Stern, unless I'm crazy, right? So I went to Howard Stern, to Howard 101 on Sirius, and then how did I – how did we, like, end up with this long-standing great relationship of you doing my show every Friday night for this long? How did it happen? Do you remember?
I think what happened with Sirius is we had some sort of partnership where we were doing some cross promotion.
Right.
And then when you went to CBS, it was just a natural tie-in to keep it going. But, you know, I remember at least once at Sirius and once at CBS, I came up to New York and did the show with you in the studio. So, you know, it was back when you were with Lou.
Right. That's crazy, dude. Can you believe how long we've been doing this on Friday? Like, your wife must just hate me. Like, because every Friday night for 15 years, you've been on this show, no hell or high water, doesn't matter what it is. It could be the week of Yom. It could be Rasha Farella. It's just you're always on no matter what, and she just must want to kill me.
No, she's been asleep for a long time now, so it's good to go.
Jesus. I keep forgetting. It's late there. I keep forgetting because it's early here, and I'm going out with hookers later. Shelby in Lake Charles, Louisiana, you're on a bench.
Hey, Jamie, I'm Dynasty League. I got a trade offer. I'm giving up Travis Kelce for Mark Andrews and 2 first-round picks. Is that a good deal?
I mean, it just depends. Are you trying to win now? I mean, look, Andrews has been fantastic, so it's not a bad.
I also have Darren Waller.
Yeah, I think that's a good trade to make. You know, I mean, Kelce is going to be good, potentially great for another 2-3 years, but we saw with Rob Gronkowski, when they fall off fast. So, you got a young one in Andrews, a young one in Waller. Again, 2 first-round picks. Hopefully, they're good first-round picks. So that's the type of trade you want to make in Dynasty just to continue sustained success and then also plan for the future.
All right, there you go, Shelby. Kenny in South Carolina. What's going on, dude?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to know, Kyler Murray against Seattle or Daniel Jones against Washington?
You know, maybe I'm buying the hype, but I like what I saw from Daniel Jones last week against Tampa Bay. And, you know, I think you get a good setup against the Washington defense that's been bad. They made Mitchell Trubisky look good last week. They're going on a short week on the road. That's never a good situation for any team, and especially one that's not playing very well. And so I would imagine that building is going to be electric with Daniel Jones' first home start. So I like his situation a little bit better. Kyler Murray was sacked 8 times last week, and so Seattle's defense can get right in this game.
All right, we'll come back with the second half of your calls. Get on the phone right now. It's painless. It's easy. 855-212-4227. Jamie Eisenberg will take all your fantasy problems and deal with them accordingly. It's Pharrell on the Bench. We're live in Lipstick City at the Intercontinental on Wilshire for Spence Porter Saturday night. Call your cable operator. Order the fight on pay-per-view. It's also on the Fox Sports app. This is CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, we're back in Los Angeles, and we're talking to Jamie Eisenberg of CBSSports.com, CBSHQ, and you can catch him on CBS Sports Radio every Saturday night on Eye on Fantasy Football at 10 p.m. Eastern on the network. Carrie in Boise, Idaho, kicks off the second half of your calls, 855-212-4227. Get you on with Jamie. Carrie, go ahead. You're on the bench.
Hey there, guys. Hey, Mafia Carbohydrate. Love the show. Jamie,
Thanks. Thank
you for helping me out here. I'm in a PPR league. I got Gordon and Eckler, kind of a weird situation. Which one should I get rid of?
Don't get rid of either one. You know, Gordon, you know, hopefully the best is yet to come now that he's shown up. And I don't think they're going to play him this week, although Justin Jackson's injury opens the door at least for that. Eckler should be a monster against the Dolphins, and then we'll see what happens moving forward. The one thing about Eckler is he's still going to play probably 8 to 10 touches at the minimum per week. And Gordon has had a hard time staying healthy, so I think Eckler could still have plenty of value the rest of the way. So I wouldn't get rid of either one.
All right, Kerry, have a great weekend. 855-212-4CBS. Nick in Texas, you're next.
Hey, Jamie, it's Nick. Appreciate you taking my call. I'm pretty sure I lost Jamal Williams at the Packers game. I literally had a terrible draft. I need a running back that could be picked up on the waiver wire. Who do you suggest? Who do you think's out there? I'm in a 14-team league.
Yeah, that's a deep one. You know, just pluck somebody out that can help you. The one guy you could take a flyer on, just because we're hearing some stuff out of Jacksonville, is maybe Rykel Armstead, the rookie there. You know, they've given Leonard Fournette 43 of their 44 carries, and I think they may be a little frustrated with how he's performing. So, you know, maybe that's somebody you could take a look at. The Tillman kid that the Giants called up off their practice squad, and maybe if Wayne Gallman struggles or gets hurt while Saquon Barkley's out, you know, they give him an opportunity, or Elijah Penny, who also is going to be there. In a 14-team league, there just aren't many options available to you. Know, see if maybe somebody drops Geno Smith because of the concussion. It's hard to say not knowing your waiver wire, but those are, you know, Armstead and Hillman are two guys that should be readily available.
All right, there you go. Let's go to Indy in Green Bay. You're on a bench.
Hey, I need three and a full point PPR between Sterling Shepard, Kenny Galladay, Calvin Ridley, and Mike Evans.
You know, I'm going to sit Mike Evans of that group. Shepard is a must play for me against Washington. I think Galladay's in the same situation, you know, with his matchup there. And the thing with Evans that makes me just a little bit nervous is that secondary for the Rams has been fantastic. You know, they've done a good job the last 2 weeks in particular against guys of Evans' caliber like Odell Beckham and Michael Thomas. So I think he's just the odd man out right now. I know it's hard to do, but I would actually sit him of that foursome.
All right, there you go, Indy. Nate in Boise. Yo, Nate.
Yeah, man, I have Saquon and Alvin Kamara, and this guy wants to trade me Adam Thielen and Joe Mixon for Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen's my only decent wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't think that's enough. You know, Thielen, I don't know what's going to be with that Vikings passing attack the rest of the way. You know, they're very committed to the run. They're limiting Kirk Cousins' attempts. It's been tough on Thielen, more so on Diggs, but tough on Thielen as well, and so you have right now arguably the best fantasy receiver, given the fact that all the receiving options around Keenan Allen are falling apart. He's just dominating targets and thriving on it. So, yeah, I think you need a little bit more for Keenan Allen right now.
All right, Nate, have a good weekend. Ed in Dallas on the ticket.
Hey, you guys. 10-team league, non-PPR. I need a flex out of Devontae Freeman, Marquise Brown, and also of Calvin Ridley.
I'll take a chance on Marquise Brown here. You know, the targets have been there for him each of the last 2 weeks, 22 targets over that span. They're playing a Browns team that I know played well for the most part, given what the circumstances were against the Rams, without Greedy Williams and without Denzel Ward in there. Well, they're going to be out again. And so I think if you're telling me that he's going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 targets against that Browns secondary on the road, you saw Cooper Kupp and you saw Brandon Cooks both score. I think Marquise Brown can score again, so I like him the best.
All right, Eddie. Let's go to John in Maine. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, of these four running backs, who would you start? What two would you start? I got Philip Lindsay, Sony Michel, Frank Gore, and Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, Lindsay's the easy one. He's playing, you know, coming off a strong game last week against the Packers, and you know, I think you could count on his workload. And I actually might give Adrian Peterson the nod as the second guy. You know, Ogletree's out for the Giants. It's a game where they'll stay competitive, so it's not like they're going to be chasing points, I think, to a dramatic effect where he completely gets negated because he doesn't catch passes. So just given the four guys that you have there, Lindsay's the easy one, and then I would take a chance on Peterson, the second guy.
All right, Johnny, good call. 855-212-4227. Three more to go. JD in Mississippi, you're on the bench.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing, man?
Yo.
I'm in a 12-team PPR league. I love Saquon. My number one running back is Nick Chubb. I'm thinking back on for my RB2, either David Montgomery or Darrell Williams, and then the flex, I'm thinking about going Mecole Hardman. What do you think?
I mean, you know, Montgomery's so hard to figure out because Matt Nagy doesn't use him the right way, in my opinion, just doesn't give him enough work. I think he'll be okay against Minnesota because you've seen at least one team that doesn't run the ball very well, and the Packers run on them a few weeks ago. So Montgomery's probably the safest play. If you want to take the swing at defense,
then it's probably Darrell Williams, just because he'll share time with LeSean McCoy. We saw last week that they used him, especially toward the end of the game when they were playing with the lead. So Williams might have the higher ceiling. I think Montgomery has the higher floor. It's just a matter of what you think you need.
All right, there you go. Two more. Steve in Smashville, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, fellas. 10-team, full PPR league. I need a flex. I've got Calvin Ridley or Tyler Lockett, and I'm worried about Ridley's targets from last week.
Yeah, I don't think this should be a comparison at all. Tyler Lockett's been awesome. And so you're looking at a Cardinals defense that's still without Patrick Peterson. They've had a hard time covering basically everybody that they've faced so far. And so I think it's a great spot for Tyler Lockett to continue to play at the level that he has. The fact that his targets are up from where he was last year, it's a fantastic situation. So keep him in your lineup.
All right, there you go, Steve. Finally, Landon in Louisiana in the Bayou. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Jamie, do you like Evans against the Rams or Boyd against the Steelers?
Yeah, it's a little closer if it's a non-PPR league just because Boyd hasn't found the end zone very much. But in PPR, I think it's easy to go with Boyd this week. I know Evans was a superstar last week, but you said it. They're facing the Rams. You know, keep the lead. Marcus Peters, those guys are playing well. It's going to be tough, I think, for Tampa going on the road. This is a brutal stretch for them. So Evans is probably the safer play if you think about it from a name standpoint. But I think the upside play is easily with Boyd, just the way they're using playing.
All right, there you go. Killer stuff tonight from Jamie Eisenberg. Make sure you check him out Saturday night on CBS Sports Radio with Eye on Fantasy Football. It's a kick-ass show. Jamie, great job. Enjoy the games on Sunday. We'll talk to you again next pain-free Friday night.
You got it, Pharrell. Enjoy your trip out there, man. I'll talk to you soon.
My man, Jamie Eisenberg.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, we're back in Los Angeles. For Spence Porter, the fight's tomorrow night at Staples. Call your cable operator and order the fight on pay-per-view. It's also on the Fox Sports app. The IBF champ, Errol the Truth Spence Jr. against the WBC welterweight champ, Showtime Sean Porter in the 147-pound title unification fight in Lipstick City. Carver High, you have not... really expressed who you think's gonna. You told me you're gonna bet on Porter because he's so such a heavy underdog.
Yes,
that it would pay off. So you're actually betting on Porter.
I am. I you know, look. Everybody says that Spence is unstoppable. It's probably a silly bet on my part, but you know me. I like to go value. I like to go big odds, and I'm gonna take a shot with him because I don't think that there's as much gap as we've heard from people around here the last 2 days. I mean, people around here kind of giving this guy no shot.
No
right?
shot.
No chance. And
he's definitely a violent fighter. I think he can hurt you.
I think he can win. Now, Spence is clearly the better fighter, right? I mean, there's no...
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. But you tell me Porter can't catch him? He's going to have to knock him out, though.
Porter could catch him.
I think he's going to have to knock him out.
Porter is a violent fighter. Like, he will bring it, and he's going to throw, and he's going to mean business. But I think, you know, Spence the better fighter. He's the crisper fighter, smarter fighter in my view, better angles, everything, just works the ring perfectly. He's no joke. But this guy Porter means business. Every fight I've ever seen him in, he's very physical. He can get into a slugfest. He can get into a, you know, inside game. He can get inside and get rough and rumble with you. And then he can... He can swing for the fences, too. Like, he's no joke. But we saw Spence. I saw him live in Dallas just destroy Mikey Garcia. And I think the world of Mikey. He's one of my favorite fighters. You know that. But he destroyed him. I mean, I almost fell asleep with the fight. It was so boring. I mean, he killed him. It was so boring, that fight. He just ate him alive for 12 rounds. It was just so bad. But this is a different beast altogether, I think. So I'm looking forward to it tomorrow night at Staples. What do you think of this Arizona State game? They're 7-all with Cal in Berkeley, 5.5 left in the first half. It's a good game, and it's everything we thought it would be, low-scoring defense.
I thought there'd be some points, but this is the type of game that Arizona State wants to play. They want to play you this way. They've been playing low-scoring games all year and winning them. So right now, I know the game's a Cal, and I like the way that this game's going for Arizona State right now, and they're moving the ball.
And they're
right
moving
now.
The ball, but here's Cal stopping them for a loss. I have to say, are you surprised at how, I mean, let's face facts, how incredible the job that Herm Edwards has done there in a year and a half? Like, he's been, last year they.
People laughed when they hired him.
They did.
People laughed.
I didn't believe it either.
He's not laughing right now.
Can you believe the job he's done coaching those kids in Tempe? Seriously, he's done a hell of a job. Do you think he'll, like, keep doing it? Like, that he loves it and that he's going to keep doing it? Like, do you expect him to stay at Arizona State and coach for a few more years?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely think that. Did you see that kid just drop that
dropped
ball?
Dropped a wide open. That? That's a 20-yard gain. And he had another 20 of green grass in front of him. That's a horrible drop.
That's a third down drop, too.
They're yanking him out of the game, too. Oh, that was third down.
Yeah, it's fourth
that guy's
down.
Wide open for a first down. That is so awful.
That's a bad
on national television to drop that with nobody around him, literally.
Look
What's
at
the guy's name? Hodges.
Herm gets right on him, too.
What did Herm say?
Herm grabbed him. Herm started talking to him.
You got to make that catch, bro. That was so pathetic, and that was deep in Cal's territory.
Help your quarterback out. I mean,
so we're going to talk to Aaron Torres at the top of the hour. Tell me the status of our situation with the pizza that we're trying to get.
It's touch and go right now. We might have to just make a run somewhere outside, and I'll just see what's open. Everything closes around here at 9 o'clock.
Everything.
I mean, you can't even get a delivery right now because they're not taking deliveries
really?
Anymore. I'm going obviously from the places that are closest to us and working my way out.
Right.
And everything closest to us right now is all closing at 9 o'clock. So.
Is that not the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life?
It really is. But there's a few more on the outer edge out here that I still haven't checked. So
everyone that you went to basically said.
See how on the map here, these closest ones to us all close at 9 o'clock. So now we're going to go to the second edge out here. We're going to go out here to.
You're kidding. Like, how is that possible that they don't deliver pizzas in Los Angeles? I mean, honest to God. How is that?
Here we go. Now we got maybe something.
Is that even feasible? Like, who closes a pizza shop at 9 o'clock on a Friday night?
These guys are open till 2, but they don't deliver.
You got to be kidding me. Where is that place?
It's a couple blocks. You know, it's far from here. It's not walking distance.
You can't walk.
No.
What kind of a pizza place doesn't deliver?
Well, we're going to try Joe's now. We're going to see what Joe. They're open until 3.
Joe's open until 3. Does he deliver?
He does. So we might be in luck with Joe's. We're going to see what happens with Joe here.
We might have a situation.
We might. We're going to check it out.
And then how are you going to set it up? You're going to tell the dude, can you just deliver it to the valet at the Intercontinental?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do what we can.
I mean, you think you can pull it off?
I sure hope so. It's ordering a pizza.
I know, but we're in a tenuous situation here. We've got two bags of Fritos and one bag of the white cheddar popcorn. And I just have to say that was the worst popcorn I've ever eaten in my life.
Oh, you can't eat that stuff.
It was. This is the worst stuff I've ever had.
You don't
want to
be involved with that.
What was that? That's not even popcorn. That's some kind of styrofoam I just ate. I mean, it really was. It was styrofoam. I don't know what to tell you. How about your Bombers tonight putting it on Texas 14-7 in Arlington?
Do you have any update on Paxton?
Well, did you know? Tell me about, you know, they had all these home runs. Like, they're going in this final weekend with the rain. Or it's with the Twins, right, for the most home runs in Major League history.
They're still playing. Okay.
Well, they actually, like, they tied them tonight, and then the Twins hit another one.
So that's going to be the battle all weekend.
Right, but that was actually hours ago that they tied them. It was, like, in the third inning that they had hit. I think Gardy hit up
14-7. It was 14-3. It's now 14-7.
Right, so, but they were, when I saw it, final, the Yankees win at 14-7.
Okay.
But when I saw it, it was, like, early on in the game, right? And I wonder if I can pull it up to see if they got any more home runs. There's got to be, like, here we go. Let's see. They hit two of them. Romine hit one. Gardy hit one. Ursula hit one. Maben hit one. And Ford hit one. There is no way they don't have the lead now.
You would think so.
They hit five home runs tonight.
With all those dingers.
They hit five.
And they are going to end up playing the Twins in the first round.
No, wait. Stanton hit one. Romine hit one. Gardner hit one. Ursula, Maben, and Ford. They hit six.
Good night.
Six home runs. So that has to top.
Yeah, but all that matters is what's up with Paxton.
Right, you're right. Now let's look at the Twins, how many they hit. They became the fourth team in the major leagues to win 100 games, and then they hit behind two-run homers from Sano and Lemaire. So they had two of them. So the Yankees now have the lead in home runs. Houston, the Dodgers, Yankees all have 100 wins, and the Twins now. Anyway, Minnesota's 303 home runs are second in the major leagues now behind New York's 305. So on Saturday and Sunday, we'll see if they can finish it off. It's very important to me that the Yankees have the home run lead. The greatest, the Bombers. You got to keep the title. You got to keep the throne.
I'm not too wrapped up in it.
I am.
I'm not.
You got to keep. And I know. You got to keep the throne.
A lot of people in town right now are wrapped up in home run records.
So what happened to Paxton?
We're going to find out after the game.
So
game just ended.
So you have no idea what. Oh, look at this guy breaking free. We had a situation here with a huge gainer up to the 45 from deep in their own end.
All we have is the update they gave during the game, which is probably the update they're going to give you after the game, which is that he left with a tight left glute. He was removed as a precaution.
Do I have a glute?
A glute.
Wait, it was that when I was sniffing glue.
Right.
Anyway.
The Big Maple.
The Big Maple is in trouble. Now, listen, if he's injured, if he's got a glute, that's looking at, to me, I'm as you know, I play a doctor on General Hospital. But I think that it's, get an injury, leave the game. You're going to tell me he's going to pitch next week in a playoff game? When does it start? Thursday?
Friday, game one.
Friday, game one.
Week from tonight.
So in that first round, they'll be the home field no matter what.
They have the home field against Minnesota, yes.
Oh, so they're playing the Twins.
Yeah, unless they catch Houston this weekend, they're playing the Twins, yeah.
So you and I have quite a history with the Yankees and Twins. It's called world domination.
Correct. The Yankees always beat the Twins, especially when it matters.
Do you think that the Twins are better than ever facing the Yankees this year with this team they've had?
They still don't have any pitching, so I don't see how they're – sure, they mash, but Yankees mash too. You want to play mash ball? Yankees will play that way.
So let's get it on mash
style. They
don't
have anybody who's going to get the Yankees out in a big spot.
Is that right?
They just don't.
So
that's got sweep written all over.
Maybe sweep?
Maybe four games. You know they always
– Isn't it five games?
Yeah.
It's a five-gamer.
Yes.
So you don't think they sweep and they win in four?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, maybe they'll get a game.
What?
They always beat the Twins. It doesn't matter. You can change the players. You can change the manager. It doesn't matter. The Yankees play
change
the Twins
the weather.
In the playoffs. It is over. Doesn't make a difference.
So you just pencil them into the ALCS?
They're in the ALCS. If they're playing the Twins in the first round, they're in the ALCS.
Done deal.
It's a done deal.
No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Wow.
It's the Twins. That's what it comes down to.
Connor McDavid, do you believe that they'll? It's just automatic. Not even a worry. No. Absolutely nothing to stress about at all. Yankees roll.
I think the Yankees roll against the Twins. That's a good matchup for them. The Twins don't have good starting pitching, and the Yankees have a great bullpen. I think they roll through that series.
Roll.
Love it. And mash.
Roll and mash.
Twins aren't beating the Yankees. It's not happening.
That's like that roll and hash that we had going last night.
Slow down.
Careful. Careful. So what happened with Joe's?
We're working on it.
We got a situation developing
here?
We're
working on it.
Is there nothing Connor can do
for us? They get you good here. I mean, you know, delivery fees, this,
are you
that.
Kidding?
Oh, yeah. Like, $33 for a pizza? I mean, you
got. Is that what we're looking at?
I mean, honestly. Pizza and two bottles of water. $33.
Are you kidding?
$33. I'm trying to, I mean.
Jesus Christ. Are you serious?
I might have to run across the street to Chick-fil-A at this point.
Why don't you?
That's probably easier.
Let's just
than
do
getting
it.
A pizza.
It's a block away and it'll cost $20.
It's better than getting the
just
pizza.
Just do that.
All right. We'll do that.
Give
I'll do
me
that.
The number
you know
seven.
What? I'll do that while you talk to Torres.
All right. Give me the seven.
Because they probably close at nine, too.
Oh, no. Come on. Are you serious?
I'm going to find out. I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, God. You got to be kidding
I
me.
I should look before
what's
I
what's next?
Go
you're
going
to get a burrito at the 7-Eleven? Seriously.
Let's find out. Oh, open till 10.
Oh, we're good. Give me a Nick in Portland, Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, pull it out for TK, man, for me, would you?
What's happening? Oh, check out. He needs a shot of whiskey there, Connor. Does Connor have the bar opened up tonight?
I think that Connor, there it is. Connor's got the bar open.
Connor's coming through in the clutch again for us on the road. I'm starting to really believe in this guy. He's never failed me. He's got it all going on. The guy could, he's literally rock star status now running the show.
He is.
Mafia going to all these concerts all the time. Maybe we have to replace him.
He's just
constantly going. Now, what did he do? Go to some Femi Billy Joel concert tonight? All you guys go to see that. It's so soft.
You
got to
be,
like, what is that, a date night?
That's a date night.
I don't go to see Femi bands. Soft-ass music. Are you kidding me? Love songs all night. I want to puke. Anyway, what's up, Nick?
Oh, Scotty, good to talk to you, man. Listen. This Antonio Brown guy, I'm a huge Patriots fan. I couldn't believe they stooped this low to sign this guy after everything he's done. And I suspect, you know, it was obviously for Tom Brady. But think of how bad this makes not only the Patriots look, but Robert Kraft. I mean, he just skated on a prostitution charge.
So what? No one cares. No one cares, Nick, at all about Bob Kraft going to a massage parlor. No one cares.
Listen, I know that. And what I'm saying is they signed this guy, and all he does is take away the headlines from all the good stuff that's happening. I mean, you turn on ESPN, these stations, all they're talking about is him, and we got a hell of a race in the NL, in the Central for the Wild. And this is what they're talking about.
Now, listen, I actually think that, Nick, I appreciate the call, buddy. I think it's over.
It's over.
It is end of the road. He's now become basically a social media joke. This guy's still arguing with people on Twitter. Anyone says anything about him, he'll attack you, even if he doesn't even know who you are. You're just like an everyday Joe, and you say something about him, the guy attacks you. He's become a pathetic failure. He's completely finished.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.